Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And we are going to get into some draft here, but I wanted to ask your opinions. So we were talking about that Suns-Timberwolves game tonight. Before we get to the NFL, I was reporting the score. It was like 22-21 at the end of the first quarter. So low scoring. I saw that 10 of 16 teams the last 2 days were held under 100 points. And, you know, we know that the NBA basically mid-season said all the scoring. Like, we've got to let defenses have some way to stop these guys. And so they started just enforcing different rules on the books and making it more, it's certainly a more physical game because they're letting defenses get away with more. Do you like that as part of our NBA playoff?
Yeah. I hate the whistle all the time. I hate that... I don't want to go back to 1993 New York Knicks ball, but I don't need it to be 140 to 132.
Yeah, it seems they've done a pretty good job of, and it's been reported on, but it's kind of been stealth how they sort of just they got with their officials and said, we need to recalibrate this. Yeah. And it's actually worked out quite well.
Well, I don't know about you, but especially in playoff time and like big possessions, I like watching people play. Like it's fun to defense. Watch teams play defense.
Because some of these guys are so good offensively now, you can't stop them.
No.
You have to be able to body them.
Yes.
In order to stop them.
Yeah.
And so them, I don't know. I think it's better. And I don't mind the 98-94 final. I have no problem with that.
No, not at all. Like I said, I don't want something played in the 80s. I don't, but yeah, what's happening here? Again, 97 to, you know, to 99, 104 to 101. Let's go. I think that's a nice mixture.
Yeah, I think they said once they addressed this, scoring went down by about 7 a game.
Yeah. Well, like as
that was like mid-season.
Yeah. I think they've done a nice job. So far the playoffs, you know, it's a small sample size. I think the playoffs have been fine.
All right, you got a boner for the draft?
I don't know if I have a full on yet, but yeah, it's getting there. I'm intrigued. I sneaky think that these quarterbacks are going to suck.
All of them?
I don't know about all of them, but I think this is we're going to have another draft where we get a lot of hype and there's not a ton to it. I really do.
Really?
Cuz I think there's just a lot of stretch right now. I mean, obviously, Caleb Williams, we've been talking about for a couple of years, this generational player. I'm not sold on Jaden Daniels at all. I think Drake May is the definition of a reach. Again, hasn't been that productive, but I haven't seen, you know, all 22 on him. I'm not a McCarthy guy at all. I think Penix and Nix are intriguing, but I don't necessarily think that they're top 15 players. But I just think there's going to be this big run on quarterbacks, and I just, when this is all said and done, I think we're going to look back at this class and give it a collective meh.
A lot of people like Daniels.
Yeah.
Been hearing a lot about him recently.
I am not a huge Jaden Daniels guy. So we shall see. Again, but to be fair,
Caleb's going to be good.
It's not like I'm watching all 22. I'm not doing deep dives in any of this. I don't think these are generational prospects. And I think people are talking about it like, you know, I think sometimes we make more out of quarterback drafts simply because we want to talk about quarterbacks. And I think this is one of those drafts where there's nothing wrong with these guys, but we're acting like, oh my God, like you can't pass on one of them. Why not? On any given draft, like this isn't the only one that you really hear people are like, oh my God, is Caleb Williams. The rest of it, I think it's talking yourself into it because you need a quarterback.
And we're off this idea that the Bears will do anything but draft Caleb Williams.
They're drafting Caleb Williams.
They're smart.
Yeah, don't outthink the room. But, you know, to those others, dude, I'd have no problem moving down in the draft.
Yeah, because teams will trade up.
Yes.
There was a report today that one team already tried to trade up to number two.
Yeah.
And that was the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yes.
Denied by the commies, who apparently are locked into Jaden Daniels.
That's what it seems like. They're
so going... we're going to have Caleb with Chicago, Daniels with Washington. We had Jeremy Fowler on earlier. He was saying May likely to the Patriots.
Yep.
If they don't trade. See, I can see the Patriots trading down.
And you keep hearing yesterday that they were taking calls about that number three pick, that they'd be willing to take it, and that particularly the Vikings may want it. And because then, I guess, was it McCown used to coach May in high school?
Yes, he was his high school coach. And then you have Arizona and the Chargers both sitting there at 4 and 5 that don't need quarterbacks.
Dude, the Cardinals, I got to tell you, man, and look, you know me, I don't have a whole lot of draft prep here. I just wait and see who guys pick or who teams pick. But I was looking at just the overall number of picks that each team has. The Cardinals, who already have their quarterback, say what you will about Kyler Murray, but they have their quarterback, and they like their new young coach. Mm-hmm. They have 6 picks in the top 100 of this draft.
Well,
and they've got a pick in the top 5 that, or it's 5th, right?
4th. Cards
picked. Oh, yeah,
number 4 overall.
Yeah, they got a pick in the top 5 that everybody wants.
Yeah.
Like, dude, the Cardinals, we always talk about the Texans and how quickly they turn things around. The Cardinals, watch out in the NFC West if they can have a good draft here.
They have a new GM, too.
Who's they do.
Because it's not Kime anymore, right?
Kime got out. They got rid of him.
They got everybody.
So I guess this is a draft you see what that GM's made of because it sets up nice.
No, that's true. But their owner is low-key one of the worst in sports. But still, I mean, they've positioned themselves nicely. You know, to put it in perspective, the Cardinals have 6 picks in the top 100. The Seahawks have 2.
Well,
I mean, that's a big deal. The Seahawks pick 16th,
and this is
they don't pick again until 81st.
And this is the beauty of the NFL is that when you hit on a draft, and we've seen drafts where you can find 5 starters in it. And when you have one of those and you've got Kyler Murray, if Kyler Murray bounces back, so Arizona, I would assume Arizona and the Chargers are both prime position to move back because neither one needs a quarterback, and seemingly there's going to be a run on these. There's going to be a run on these quarterbacks.
Yeah, the Chargers, didn't Harbaugh already come out and say he wants offensive line help?
Yeah, and but
no secret there.
Well, but like if you're sitting there at 5 and someone wants to move up to grab JJ McCarthy, I'm sure. Let's say Minnesota at 11. Would Harbaugh have a problem moving back from 5 to 11? And maybe you don't get Joe Alt, but maybe you get the second, you know, offensive tackle taken off the board. And maybe you still do get Joe Alt there at 11. Dude, there's going to be like, think about it. You could have a quarterback go 1 through 5 if things shake out your way and you end up with a bunch of trades.
Yeah.
And every year we do this with quarterbacks and how many of these guys pan out?
We'll see.
And I don't think that these are generational prospects. Every one of these guys has something that makes me a little like hold my nose, including Caleb Williams, by the way. As great as Caleb Williams is, there is a lot to not like about him. So I just think this is as unsure a quarterback class for potentially 6 of these guys going in the first round as I've seen. The ones that seemingly, I think the receivers and skill position guys like tight ends, there seems to be some real, real studs in this draft. And then kind of the sleeper of it is, you may get to 9, 10, or 11 before we see a defensive player go off the board.
Who's the top defensive guy?
I mean, that depends on who you're talking to.
I'm talking to Big Suit.
Well, I've seen a lot of Dallas Turner coming off the board, the edge rusher. I've seen a lot of Byron Murphy, the defensive lineman out of Texas. A lot of people really like the corner Quentin Mitchell out of Toledo. Other people like the corner Arnold out of Alabama. And that's kind of the weird thing is like, there isn't a consensus defensive player that's like the overall guy. So, you know, in a draft, if you're looking for defensive help, you're going to find some defensive guys that are going to get bumped down this list simply because of the run on offensive tackles, the run on quarterbacks, and the run on receivers.
When's the white corner from Iowa going to go?
He'll go in the first round.
Who's going to take him? Where's the buzz?
It would be the greatest fit of all time, but I've seen a lot of with the Green Bay Packers taking the white corner.
What?
At number 25. What?
What?
Which would be the greatest thing ever. Because he can play safety and corner.
Yeah,
I can
see it.
And Green Bay is moving to a 4-3, so they talked about how much they value versatility, and they would like safeties, and they signed Xavier McKinney to a big deal to play safety. And a lot of people think that Cooper could be one of those guys that moves between the slot and the safety. And so if he's there at 25, a lot of people like him going to Green Bay.
It's crazy how many of these guys have now played for multiple teams. You remember that, you know, it used to be like, well, I was thinking of Joe Burrow, you know, he was at Ohio State. Yep. Nobody ever remembers that.
Yeah.
But it was a knock on him. It's like, oh, what happened with him at Ohio State? Is he reliable? Is he? Now you've got all these guys that, well, not all.
A lot.
But a lot of them have played at multiple schools.
Yes.
It's crazy how times have changed.
A lot of them have bounced around a ton. And it's going to continue to happen. I mean, that's just the,
it's the nature of the beast.
That's going to be the nature of the beast where, you know, the days of, and you even see it in high school now, you know, where people are playing at different high schools and different academies. The one guy on the draft that I love that I've seen slipping, and I think outside of, you know, take quarterbacks aside because it's a different position. I would rather have him than any other player in the draft is Brock Bowers.
The tight end from Georgia. Is he a badass?
He is.
Compare him to somebody. Is he like Gronk?
I think he doesn't block as well as Gronk. He's a willing blocker, but he's a better blocker than Kyle Pitts. But I think he is as good a tight end prospect as I've seen in the 20 years that we've been doing this together. Because remember, Gronk coming out had back surgery, and you know, Gronk wasn't viewed this way. He just turned into an absolute beast. And you know, Kelsey, you know, and some of these guys, these were later round picks that developed into something. I don't understand why Brock Bowers isn't talked about. And, you know, I've seen some drafts where they have him going somewhere between 15 and 20. If he's there at 15 and you're the Indianapolis Colts, you're stupid if you don't take him, because you've got a young quarterback that's a running quarterback that you're trying to work play action and do. And look around the NFL. Look around again. I've said this a million times. Look at what is winning with young teams in the league. Under center, play action pass, middle of the field. That wins in today's NFL. And mismatches at the tight end position are, you lose Tyreek Hill and you still win two Super Bowls, right? Baltimore and with Mark Andrews. And you see this over and over again, that dominant tight ends, and Brock Bowers comes in and immediately is a matchup nightmare. He's too athletic for linebackers, and he's too big for safeties to cover him. And he is a willing blocker. I would say he is a ridiculous comparison, but he's a better receiving Travis Kelce and a lesser blocking George Kittle. Yeah. Somewhere in between those two lies Brock Bowers.
Well, the Seahawks wouldn't go 16 with him, would they?
I would.
The other team I've seen coming up is the Jets at 10. That would be a nice piece for Rodgers to have. Ooh. And they kind of have the other stuff in place. If you want to win now, that he could be a guy that helps you do that.
Rodgers. Boy, that'd be nasty. The Jets already have,
they got good receivers. Yeah,
Garrett Wilson.
Well, didn't they add somebody on the other side, though, too? Didn't they go get...
They got
Mike Williams.
Yeah, they went out and got Mike Williams.
So Mike Williams, Garrett Wilson, and Brock Bowers.
Yes.
Hey now.
Brees
Hall.
I really, really like and look at what Laporta means in Detroit. I think we're having a little bit of a renaissance in
Hawkinson, Minnesota.
Yeah, and he came from Detroit. I think we're having a little bit, and Musgrave, a young tight end there in Green Bay.
Is Pitts a bust? He's not really a buzz.
People seem to blame his usage more than him, like how the coaches used him. But Arthur I don't know Smith. that's what's right or wrong.
I'll tell you what. At this point, it's under for what he was billed as.
Yeah, he was top
for
five.
What he started out with to what he ended up here. It's been a disappointment. And yeah, there's some usage there, and they haven't had a quarterback, and so I get that, and so I'm not ready to write him off. He's still extremely.
What are you talking
talented.
About? Desmond Ritter's the future. Oh wait, they already traded him. Where's he now?
Ridder ended up. Did they deal
anybody?
Him? Or is he just?
I thought they traded.
I don't think they did. They deal him? I think he's just still. Oh. I think he's there.
Is he?
I don't think he's gone anywhere.
No, he's on the Arizona Cardinals.
Is
now.
He the Cardinals now?
I had no idea. He's backing up Kyler apparently.
Oh, dear.
The other one that it's interesting in the draft that every year we get all hot and bothered, but we don't hear a lot about is edge rushers. You know, edge rushers have been, you know,
gotta have them.
Yeah, they you got to have them, but you don't hear a lot. I mean, like I said, I mentioned Dallas Turner, but
he played where?
Yeah, Alabama. And, you know, and so like, but remember last year, all the hype with Will Anderson, you don't hear that with Dallas Turner. You got Latu out of UCLA. You don't hear a lot about him. Verse came into this year, Jared Verse, the D end out of, Florida State, had a very nice year, but again, in the draft, it's a lot of, you know, it's just, for whatever reason, it's kind of gone silent on these edge rushers. And so it'll be an unconventional draft, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And like linebacker wise, I don't know who the, like off the top of my head, I'm not certain where the first inside linebacker goes. I mean, that's a position that is that's kind of been devalued a little bit anyways, but there's one where the Edgerrin Cooper is the kid out of Texas A&M.
You've seen another one, Peyton Wilson out of NC State.
Super good athlete. He's the guy that ran like 4.4.
And he's the highest ranked on the Pro Football Focus Big Board at 30.
At 30. So we may not see a inside linebacker go in the first round, which again, to me...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I love tight ends because right now you've got sketchy linebacker playing the league. Give me a guy that can expose him. It's also why I really like guys like Ladd McConkey. I love slot guys. Like, we're paying so much attention to these outside receivers, and rightfully so. Receivers are like the physical freaks of the NFL world right now. And Neighbors and Adunze and Marvin Harrison Jr. But, you know, so many teams now are playing these cover two shell looks where you can roll coverage. I can roll my coverage towards a receiver, run a cover two over the top and be like, hey, you're not beating me. So I want guys that can exist in the slot. I want guys that can go over the middle. And now that you really can't shillelagh receivers anymore, these smaller, shiftier guys, the yak guys, the after catch guys, the Puka Nakuas, these guys are having field days in the NFL because you're not getting your head taken off anymore.
Now, do we have the picks on Thursday? Are we doing that?
Yeah, I think we
well, so here's the thing with that is that now that we are on multiple platforms, we're not very much live on those picks. Like when we air them, a lot of people already know them because we're 45 seconds or a minute behind, and sometimes we're getting it late because I mean I can put it up on the radio, but you guys won't be able to see it on the TV. That'll be a minute behind. So
I think Buck's
we can
saying,
talk about it.
I think Buck's saying, no.
Yeah, I don't really know what he's saying.
I think Buck's telling you
we didn't do it last year because at the time they were coming over the radio. They were not yet on television, so there wasn't really... You guys were kind of following it on TV because that's the easiest way for us to follow while we did the show. We did. We did. That was before we had delays on our TVs.
Again, I think...
because now we're streaming.
I think what Buck is saying is
we can
do
it
if you want, but you're an idiot if you do, and he's saying he doesn't want to do it.
This is not about me. This is about our audience. Don't you think it would serve the audience to play the picks?
Yes. I do think it would serve the audience to play the picks, but it's going to be odd because we'll be analyzing what we're seeing on television at a different time of what's happening on radio. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay.
Look, tune in Thursday. We may or may not have the picks.
It's just going
to
be
tune in to find
we'll
out.
We'll have them. We'll have
I
mean, them if
I
you want
have
them.
Analysis anyway. I don't know. I just listen to the little thing at the end of it.
We're going to bring in Nemec because that dude.
Oh.
Yeah, he won't shut up. So when in doubt, just turn to him and be
why
like,
don't
Nemec.
He just, I'll just be out of here. I'll come back Friday.
Just be like, Nemec, go.
All right. NFL draft. Super cool. Round one Thursday. Here on The Fan, maybe.
Don't forget about your season.
It'll definitely be on 910 ESPN Portland. We can also pipe in the picks if that's what your little heart desires.
Why are we doing that?
What?
Why are we doing that? I want people listening to us, not that.
They can do both.
I just want you to...
You can listen to two radio stations at the same time.
I want you to break down your favorite, Pork Chop Robinson. Man.
Pork Chop Anderson. That's my
Pork
guy.
Pork Johnson.
Pork Johnson.
Oh, that's what it was. I was trying to remember what you were calling him.
Love that guy.
Pork Johnson.
Where's he going?
He's fallen a little bit.
Yep, told you.
Yeah, I've seen him slip sliding down boards. Late first round.
All right, the return of Derek Dooley next. What he is advocating, here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.